Do you like comics? Do you like meeting the talented creative teams behind comics? Do you like a bit of cosplay? Do you like doing things local to you? If you said yes to all of the above, and even if you didn't, you should check out the Dunfermline Comic Con on March 30th at the Glen Pavilion. An excellent day out in the kingdom, brought to you by the lovely team at the Little Shop of Heroes on the Maygate, Dunfermline. Tickets are £10 for adults, £5 for juniors, and under 11s are free. Find out more at littleshopofheroes.co.uk or in the link in the episode description. Hello, Fife fans. Welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where some friends chat about anything and everything, putting their world to rights. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Talk about Fife Club.
God, I've got fantastic Mr. Fox in the room.
I'm the one of the farmers drinking cider at the side.
Are you bogus bunce or bean, or bogus bunce and bean?
I think it was... I'm all three at once. Come together to form this fat bastard you see in front of you.
It's true. Anyway. What's the 27th rule of Fife Club?
Listen to Radio Haver.
Oh, what a link, by the way. There you go.
Hello to listeners on Radio Haver. We think this will be our first one of Radio Haver, our second one.
I don't know if that was scripted or not, but that was fucking amazing.
I'm a wee bit freaked out because my script goes like this. And hello to our listeners on Radio Haver. We hope that what you've heard so far over the last few weeks has enticed you to come back once again. And if this is the first time you listen, then hello.
There you go.
Yeah, so you weren't that far off.
No, I'm about as close as a stage psychic that convinces you your granny wants you to cut your hair and give you his house.
Are you Psychic Sally?
Yes.
Or Derek Akura?
Yeah, I ate Derek Akura.
That's how you get his power, though, isn't it?
It's so I can kill this fucking fox. Know where it is.
Oh, my God. Okay. So... anyway, settle in for the next hour of premium grade bullshit, as per usual, from the only one true kingdom in Scotland.
Truth.
Oi, oi.
Yeah.
Preach.
Preach. So if you do want to let us know how you're enjoying the show or how much you hate us, then Jamie, please tell the good folk out there how to contact us.
Go to our website at www.fiveclub.co.uk. Email ken@fiveclub.co.uk. Facebook, just search Fife Club, or at Fife Club. Twitter at Fife Club. Instagram, Fife Club.
Or Google Fife Club.
Yeah. Just Google it. It's easier.
That's what everyone's going to do.
Yeah.
Stick it into your pod app. You know, you'll find us one way or another.
Ask Jeeves.
We're out there. We are out there. So, thanks for that.
Anyway. Is Ask Jeeves still a thing, by the way?
Let's find out.
Oh, wow.
Let's do some live searching.
This is like a trip down a terrible memory lane. Because nobody ever did ask him.
Yeah, Jeeves was slowly just in the corner. Did you want anything, sir? No, Jeeves.
As Google just gradually ate him.
Yeah, absorbed his powers.
So what I.
Do you want to know?
They'll get that fucking fox. Yeah, yeah.
It kind of exists.
Does it?
Ask.com.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I've been bought the site.
Yeah, it's no longer Ask Jeeves, just ask.com. But I'm not even going to search.
I bet you
it just links back into Google.
I was going to say, I'll just give you a link straight to the Google homepage.
Ask like Jeeves is the like from Alpha. Like the long forgotten search engine.
That's it. It's like, what are you doing here?
Web crawler.
Oh, holy shit, yeah.
Wow. Take it back to web 0.1.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Yeah, old school. So what was I going to say? I think I had a wee bit more in my script. Oh, I need to do some introductions. That's what I need to do. This is the quality programming you're in for Radio Haver, where we just kind of mumble along until it ends, basically.
That's it.
So yeah,
it's like life.
We forget until we remember.
It's like life or sex,
except way longer.
Why do I have a girlfriend just now?
Oh, this is so on topic. And so with that, I should really introduce the folks you've heard so far. On the mics with my good self, Kutch, tonight is our very own Wilkinson Sword. So sharp, he needs to be put behind bars. It's Jamie.
Hello.
And next to him is our very own Bic razor. He's flimsy, he's definitely cutting, and it's completely disposable. It's Dave.
That's very accurate. I can't even argue with that.
I can't remember the last time I used a Bic razor. I have, and it was fucking horrible.
Yeah. For off-putting, because the plastic looks like the same plastic, but thinner, that we use for Bic pens.
Yes.
And same colour and everything.
I'm pretty sure that it's not blades, and it's just like a whole load of Bic rollerballs.
Yes.
Like, yeah. They just kind of, they grate it down on the end of like a paving slab just to get it into some kind of sharpness. It doesn't actually shave your hair. It just takes the skin off that the hair is attached to.
Just a layer at a time. They are fucking horrific.
Clean shave to the bone.
So yeah, there's a reason for that, and you probably already know, but yeah.
It's because we're the worst that men can get.
The worst. We'll get into that in a minute. But first off, we kind of thought we would start with a little local story. I think it was, what, about a month or two ago that the story first hit the headlines of a man caught trying to buy a gun online from the US on the dark web and have it delivered to his work, like in Dunfermline.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, like, I can understand that if you worked at McDonald's or something, because I used to work there, and God damn it, I hated Mondays, but it's just mad.
I could understand it if you worked at McDonald's or something.
It's just absolutely mental. And, like, what concerns me is how many people are actually doing that and are actually getting away with it.
Yeah.
Or how many people are just thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
And are ticking time bombs.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, because I think this was a sting, wasn't it? It was set up.
Yeah. They caught it happening. They basically caught word of the transaction through the mail company in the US that was going to send the gun over. Had basically contacted the police and gone, listen, this has happened. Some guy has ordered a gun.
Yeah.
And we're going to send it. Is that cool? And they were like, tell us exactly what you're packaging it as. So they'd given full details as to what the package was going to be, sent that across to the police over here, and what they did is they reconstructed the package.
Yeah.
And then they followed the guys, he picked it up from the post office, and then he took it back to his work and stashed it in his car, and then came out after his work, and the police were like, could you get on the ground, please, sir?
Some nice armed response officers. Yeah,
please, would you consider lying down swiftly as we... Yeah, as you fall down some stairs.
Yeah. And we deconstruct your car, your house, and your life.
Yeah. Your car, your boots, and your motorcycle. It's just fucking, it's madness, though, really. Like, I mean.
He did get it delivered to his work as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aye.
That's the worrying bit. That's the bit where you think he's just going to fucking lose it and
whip it out from under the desk and just start going for
pop,
it.
Pop, 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 pop. Yeah. Aye. Crazy.
All I know is, I think it was a Petrivi business. I'm not too sure which one.
It was somewhere down there, wasn't it?
He was a software engineer, so. I read a report that intimated it was Sky, but I doubt it was.
No, if it was Petrivi Business Park, which I'm pretty sure it was, it wouldn't have been any of the businesses down there.
Oh, yeah.
Any of the businesses at Carnegie Retail.
Oh, because it's Carnegie, separate, yeah.
Because there's a number of them down there as well, because you've got Flex Space that owns a lot of different businesses one building and all that sort of stuff as well. Exactly, so
Flex Space is like literally folk can hire it for a day, thing as well. So yeah, it's just it's mental to think that that it's possible to even start that process.
Yeah, like I know it exists. I know the dark web's a thing, and I know you've got that bit below it as well, which is another form of the web. But how do you get on it? Do you Google?
Cthulhu?
It's on Cthulhu.
The seventh level.
But you browsers like Tor and
so it's using like a VPN that then takes you out of the main internet essentially, and then allows people to set up essentially pages on servers or their own computers, and then
we got some listeners like, I'm thinking of a friend of a podcast, Robbie,
who'd be able to give us a full,
and he'll be like, you fucking moron,
just Google it, fuck
yeah. But people always go, oh, get Tor, because then like MI6 and GCHQ can't see what you're doing, or CIA, but it's like like, I'm pretty sure Tor, I'm sure people looked into it, and Tor had like DARPA funding to like help it get things.
But it's got also, a backdoor in it. I'm pretty sure there's also there was also something I think came out from the Snowden leaks, which was as soon as you use Tor, you're on a list.
A list, yeah.
Just like you're using Tor. Well, you're suspicious. So I've used Tor. Just get torrent files.
I've had a look.
Also, just to say, what is this thing? And you go on it, and it's like, it's really fucking slow.
Yeah.
It's shit.
Went on the Silk Road back in the day just to have a look around. Yeah. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
That guy's going to jail or something, isn't he?
Probably.
Or is? Yeah. He's in jail. Silk Road is mental. Yeah,
was this? You could basically go on and buy anything. Is that right?
Sure. Or it's like proper black market. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, craziness.
People, drugs, whatever, really. Yeah, AK-47s.
Whatever you
want. So I'm told, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't have any at work.
And get them delivered to your work.
Yeah, totally.
at one of my old workplaces just across the road from this, at a call centre, which isn't Sky, actually, there was a guy who, he was a bit weird, and he was always reading books about guns. Now, to be fair, I was always reading books about communism at work, right? Yeah. But like,
there's somebody sitting going, need to make sure they don't sit together. I said,
never let them speak to each other.
I have a feeling, I had some conversations with this guy, and his general vibe was like a libertarian, annoyed man. But so we wouldn't, you know. But anyway, he like always had books about guns. And then he like, I wasn't there on the day he left, but he basically got kicked out for being shite, and he made a threat about, like, I don't know if he actually said shoot up the place, but he said like
something to
gonna,
that effect.
You're all gonna die or something like that. And my old work like had to call the police because he was a pro. I think he had guns as well. Like, I think he owned, you know,
for a charity call center, that's not very charitable.
Yeah, we're shut down now, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. But yeah, that was like, oh, so I came in the next day. They were like, yeah, we're hoping this guy doesn't come in and shoot us up today. He's like,
oh, great, thanks.
Sweet, let's lock the door.
Yeah, fuck it up. Duck and cover. Fine.
Works for schools.
Yeah, well, do you know what? We laugh about this stuff, but
yeah,
there's this guy I follow, a grappling guy, and he showed a cool jiu-jitsu thing, and he was talking about, you know, self-defense and what are his key aspects. And he did a lot, he listed a lot of things you'd think, like, you need to be able to do a bit of everything, bit of striking, bit of standing grappling, bit of groundwork. And he said, like, weapon control. And he meant, like, taking a weapon off someone, you know, they'd probably still hurt you, stab you, or shoot you.
Yeah.
But you need to take them off. And I was like, I was a bit surprised to see that. And he was like, yeah, but, you know, I live in America, where this is a genuine concern. You know, they have drills in workplaces and schools. Well, not so much workplace, but they have drills in schools. For like what to do?
Yeah, aye, it's
there's
crazy.
A gun attack. What the hell?
Nurseries, the nurseries and schools, and it's happening across, right across the states, and it's now seen as a normal thing.
But that was part of the control that they brought in following the shootings in, was it Florida?
Yeah,
where it was like in nurseries, it was said they were bringing it in. It was like mild controversy about it in America, and the rest of the world was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
so it's just madness.
They seem to care less about kids actually getting shot than getting shots for vaccines.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the real danger.
Also, the training that the kids are getting, a lot of it is like, everybody start like flailing their arms, and so there's either duck and cover, or if somebody came into your classroom, it's about running, causing you know, like making a noise, you know, just absolutely going mental, like telling the class to go mental. And it's not about trying to confuse the shooter. It's about keeping the shooter contained to one room.
Oh, so we're like acting like zebras do. Like where you try to camouflage it a bit, so you're sacrificing one bit of the school so the rest of the school survive.
Yeah.
Mind you,
fucking horrific,
we did have the same in this country, actually, after Dunblane.
Uh-huh.
Like in my old primary school got locks on it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's Andy Murray, who retired this week, his old... He was at school when that happened. And I remember they started having locks on the doors. My old primary school never
but
locks that would lock during class time.
But do you know what the key to all that is? Yeah, that was when you were at primary school, and that was our last major shooting incident. Like,
But that's because we brought in gun laws.
Yeah.
That was it. It was like straight away, it was like, no.
We already had tight gun laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then tightened them up even more.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just like, no, this can't be happening.
Yeah. If you want to be at a shooting club these days, it must be an absolute boy. You know what I mean? To get licensed.
And if you have any kind of hint of any kind of conviction, you get don't get to go near a gun.
Yeah.
Like
even air rifles now as well. That's it. They brought in the licenses for air rifles, which I agree with to a certain extent and disagree with to a certain extent also. Certainly it's not a good idea.
It's a gateway drug to guns.
Yeah, it's a gateway drug to being a prick. That's kind of it. Because it's the number of times where it's like, if you're an idiot and you own an air rifle and you've drank 4 liters of Frosty Jack and you're leaning at your bedroom window and there's
taking
a cat.
Pot shots,
it's like, what are you going to do? You know? fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But so for that reason, but I mean, certainly like the kind of, the harder clampdown on guns that we had in the UK was required. And how that's not happened in the USA, what the fuck?
But then we had, I remember at high school, we had like, I think it was red signs that like were in each classroom. And there was a thing, you were meant to like, one of the pupils meant to grab the sign and take it to like the reception or wherever to like say there was like an attack going on.
Shit, I can't remember that.
Yeah, I remember them bringing that in.
I don't remember that.
Like, either. I remember them bringing it in.
So I'm pretty sure I was in either first or second year when that all kicked off, like Dunblane.
Yeah.
We just had that one mad kid who threw chairs across the classroom. That was kind of the closest that we got to things. Like,
didn't everybody have one of those mad kids?
Yeah. I don't know what ever happened to them. I think they might be working banks and stuff now.
Yeah. So they're down in London.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, they're in Westminster.
Still chucking chairs across rooms.
They replaced screaming for hear.
That makes a lot of sense.
But really, I mean, the steps this guy went to buy a gun for America and going on a dark web, could he just gone to America, gone to Asda, and just bought a gun, and just come back home and he'd have had a gun?
Although I'm pretty sure he probably could have gone just like up to Glenrothes and probably found somebody selling a gun anyway.
Just gone to Asda and Glenrothes. Go to their old style saloon. I'm sure they still got one. Get involved in a duel.
But anyway, he's got his toys because he's been jailed for 5 years. So, hey, that's all. That's what happens if you try to buy guns, kids.
Well, yeah, that'll learn him for being a maddo.
Just thinking you're going to get away with it as well. But like I say, it does make me wonder how many people do. How many guns are coming into the country like that?
Yeah. How many get intercepted? How many are involved in this kind of level of sting?
Yeah.
And the police.
Oh, yeah, the police are involved.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
And they'll be watching you.
Oh, yeah.
Like an Englishman in New York.
Buy a gun.
Tenuous.
Oh, he's done his toast on one side. Better keep an eye on him.
He's a wrong'un.
I like my toast on one side sometimes. Fuck it.
All right. Do you see the whole debate about how to cut your toast? Folk were going mental over that.
Like, yeah.
Whether to cut it.
Just with a knife.
Or why waste time fucking cutting it? Just eat. Eat your fucking toast.
Spread it, you pansy.
Open your mouth and chomp. It's what your teeth are for.
Aye. Oh.
Yeah. On the note of stupid debates, and very much in our wheelhouse, I'm going to go not what you're thinking of. I'm going to go with Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We've had another resurgence of Yanni or Laurel.
I'm glad because it makes more sense in that other debate that's been going on endlessly.
Brexit.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, so there's a Rihanna song. Was it?
It's either something about being a paper chaser.
Yeah, because I'm a paper chaser. Because
I'm a paper chaser or because I'm a big fucking slut.
Yeah.
And... yes.
yes to both.
That's it. If you play the clip and you listen to it, have a wee search for it online and just search for Rihanna, I don't know.
Paper chaser, big fucking slut.
Yeah. Don't search for Rihanna, big fucking slut, because that's different. Certainly don't search for that whilst at work. But yeah, you'll find it. You'll find the clip. Give it a listen because if you listen to it and you think, I'm a paper chaser. That's what she says. But yeah, it's all under her umbrella.
Oh, man. No, it is. It's weird. It's another one of these really weird audio tricks because, like, I think if I had probably just listened to it, I would have heard Paper Chaser. But I think that's the name of the song as well. So, like, I wouldn't have thought much about it. But after seeing, like, folk, obviously somebody's picked up on it. Somebody's probably been singing it at their work and people have just been going, what?
What?
and then flicked it back and gone, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it does. It is that sort of like, it kind of worked with the Annie Laurel thing. Like, if you concentrated on the word, if you thought about the word a bit more, you could hear it. You could kind of flick between the two. This is the same. If you think of, because I'm a paper chaser, you hear that. But if you think, because I'm a big fucking slut, it's like, wait, what? Yeah. How does that work?
She should do a video for it in the white and gold dress.
Was it not blue and gold?
I couldn't remember.
Blue and black.
Or white and gold, I think.
Blue and black.
Or I could see it both ways.
Really?
Or is it... Or the trainer.
I saw mostly
the trainer
one
that's grey and green, or white and green, or
whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw that one as well, yeah. Not advertised, but the post that I saw online had the clip of that song, and then the dress, and then the Annie Laurel clip. And I was just like, mind blown. By the end of reading this article, I was just like, oh no.
Yeah, everything that's wrong and right with the internet.
Absolutely.
The thing is, though, so like, there's a lot of cultures that exist just now and have existed. Like, the ancient Greeks didn't have the same colours we have.
Ah, yeah.
They just had hues.
We've talked about that before.
Have
yeah,
we? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
it's always crazy. Fucked me up. It's like, what? It's like, they're like brown and green and I think maybe red.
Mm-hmm.
No, brown and green and something they see as like one colour. They're like, but they call it this hue.
Yeah.
And they might say it's like the sky or like the sea or whatever, but they don't actually have a word for it. They just, when they're referring to it as a colour, rate, they only talk about hues, not colours. It's very strange.
That is mad.
Yeah.
But then...
Like a Dulux colour chart, really.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then it's like...
Sunset yellow is different to eggshell yellow.
I think there was something the other day talking about memes, how memes are, like, changing language as well at the moment, especially, like, online. Changing, like, how we converse, because we can almost now converse entirely in memes, and that's that's a visual method, and it's taken out a whole load of words, a whole load of description in your...
I saw a meme about this today, and it was Star Trek, the famous episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where they meet the Temerians who only...
Speak in metaphors.
Like, Dave's looking at us like, oh, yeah, the famous episode. Yeah.
I watched it before I came down.
Shock up when the walls fell.
Angela.
Well, yeah, it's a picture of, what's his name, the Temerian, and he's like doing the dog? I don't know. I'm never sure how to pronounce it because I've only ever read it, but he's doing that face. It's like, much Temerian, such Darmok. Wow.
But I think that was the thing that I was reading. It was just sort of like somebody had said about how that race basically speak in memes.
Yeah,
and
it
was just sort of like, yeah, and I remember you and me talked about this possibly drunk one night not that long ago. We were just like, yeah, they fucking do. It's like, that's exactly what it is. And it is this sort of like how... then it went on to read another thing about it, just about how memes are absolutely changing the way we talk at the moment, like the way we converse, because it's emails and messages and people are having like almost full-blown conversations using cultural references.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the amount of quotes you can drop in from things as well.
Yeah.
And like, I was actually recently talking about this with Charlotte as well, because it was part of the study that she's doing through her OU stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was talk about using metaphor in kind of day-to-day life. So it's like, if you go into a doctor's surgery, and at that point it's expected you'll be able to tell a doctor you've got this searing, burning pain that's running through your leg. Whereas if you say to somebody else, oh, there's a burning in my leg, and they don't understand the metaphor, they'd be like, your leg's on fire?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's it. It's kind of enter this weird conversation that both parties know what's going on, but really, in the grand scheme of things, it makes no sense.
It's
going to be a nightmare for historians and...
I'll be
in the future, but what?
The meme generation. Yeah,
I was
why
like,
though?
It's like it's hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphs.
That's the one.
You made me not want to pronounce it right.
I know. That was the problem. It was like, once I said it wrong, I couldn't say it right. But yeah, like, it's that to another level, isn't it? Absolutely.
I was watching a video today about Acadian stuff, because I'm a cool dude. And they were telling a joke on that, and, you know, apparently Acadians thought it was hilarious. It just makes no sense. No idea, because it's got these cultural things in it, but we just have no idea what they mean.
Was it you? I think we've probably touched on it before, but is it the restless leg? Is it the French? Or
Yeah. It's is it shaky legs or something? Mm-hmm. Something like that. French have this thing you go to the doctors for. They call it like shaky legs. It's something like that. Like loose shaky legs or something. It's got, in French, it means, nowhere else in the world fucking has it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And then, or in France, or maybe in Francophone countries, they have it. And they go to their doctors, or they'll go to their pharmacists. It's France.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, I've got, wobbly legs. That's what it's. Oh, I've got wobbly legs. And they go, oh, right. Oh, yeah, I'll give you some of this and blah, blah. It's like having a cold sort of thing.
Yeah.
And nowhere else. And this is like a classic case in medical anthropology where culturally, how your culture can totally change how you perceive a disease.
Yeah.
And how you react to a disease. Because nowhere else has it.
Yeah.
But they fucking have it. And it's usually, and then usually go, and then you have AIDS. And like, because they have how people react to AIDS. Because people react to AIDS in African countries completely differently, like culturally.
Yeah.
And that changes the treatment.
Just an illness.
And that's why a lot of Africa, they don't like to complete the treatment because they don't see it as, I've forgotten the name for it. I want to say covfefe, but that's obviously the Trump thing. It's something like that, and it's like they see it as like two separate things, and the cultural one's the more important one that we need to solve. And that's like, the actual biological thing, that'll sort of stuff. Just slide down for a bit.
Just an illness caused by arrogance and cheese.
Yeah. That is mad. It's all crazy. Perceptions are fucking weird.
Yeah,
weird enough. Like just having to live with the fact that you might not perceive the world as anybody else does, but then to know culturally there's a whole other level to that. It's just like
it's a question about
crazy.
There's a question that's probably not, they've pretty much shown it's not really true, but like there used to be a theory explored in the film, which is my favorite film but I'm blanking on, Arrival, that culture and language especially changes how you actually think about how you think. And there's, to an extent, that's obviously true because people are reacting differently to things. But the weak version of the theory is true, but the strong version is probably not. People used to think people think completely differently, but that turns out it's probably not
maybe
true.
Maybe not true.
Because, but the weak version of it might be true where you experience things differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's quite plausible.
Yeah.
But yeah, mental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dress is blue and black.
It does.
It's gold and turquoise or whatever. Fucking, I don't care. The thing is, most of these things, I can see them both ways. Like, I'll look at the screen and it'll be like, oh, wait, nah, that's a different picture. And then it's like, I'll look away and look back and it's like, oh, no.
Oh, is it the Yanny? Is it the Yanny Laurel one, which it's still in my head. And the guy even said, I said Laurel. And it was like, you didn't know, it says Yanny.
I don't know with that one, like say I got to a point where I was hearing Yarl.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, well, now I'm fucked. Yeah, great. Thanks for that, brain. I think that's the key to it. Your brain lies to you all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should only communicate in memes like that, so it really confuses future historians.
And I'm like, what the fuck? What? Oh, man. Yeah. Well, will we tiptoe around our next bit of controversy?
Oh, yeah.
Because Dave has things to say.
Like a cut in your face, like dubbing a there we go, aftershave on.
Gillette.
The best Macron can get.
So they put out a wee advert in the last few days, which basically a lot of people are saying is virtue signalling and is a travesty to manly men. But it's an advert that just kind of says, didn't he be a dick?
See, right, this is confusing to me because I think there's a new advert in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been on TV here.
It's only in the States.
It's America one.
See, because I've not seen it yet, but I've seen many arguments about it in Facebook groups. but like, Gillette have had one running in the UK for like a good few months, which is like, it's like, hey, being a man's about doing all this, you know, reach for Everest, but don't beat yourself up if you only make base camp.
Yeah.
And, you know, that
it's,
one.
It's the mental health one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one's, again, it's along the same lines, but it is basically pointing at the Me Too movement is the big thing that it kind of points at and is sort of talking about, like, how it's instilled into the young. Things like, what's it, boys will be boys. You know, the continual excuse of
boys will be boys.
I think it's a good advert. It's quite a powerful message. At the end of the day, it's a fucking company that are just trying to drum up some business and get a point. But, you know, there's been a big thing of this recently where we've had Nike and or Nike or however you want to say it. Nick. and who else? There was another big firm, but big firms coming out with these sort of like sort of socially, culturally, what's the term I'm looking for? Fuckery.
Social justice.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah,
you don't want to say social justice warrior.
No, but it's just basically try to be a bit more socially conscious, I suppose. And
it makes my eye twitch.
Why does it make your eye twitch?
Well, the first one that made me go, oh, this isn't right, was way, way back, the Christmas advert, Sainsbury's, when they did World War One, and it was like...
Oh, yeah, I didn't like that.
They come out of the trenches, they play football, and nearly everyone's aware of that's what happened on Christmas Day. They called the truce, they went out and played football, which was an amazing moment in history, but not needed for a supermarket in order to advertise the fact it's a supermarket.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I remember, I think I moaned about that on the podcast at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it, quite rightly so, because I thought that was like, that shouldn't happen. No. Why is this allowed? Yeah.
I don't like playing games about real wars.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I hate World War II and One.
I used to, when I was younger, it might, but now I'm like, I can't. That's why I prefer sci-fi and spaceships, because I'm like, I can't. It's not. It shouldn't be a game.
No, it shouldn't be a game. It's not fun.
Well, that's it. It was something horrendous that happened. And admittedly, that was that one moment of many moments of humanity that happened. Mm-hmm. But for a supermarket using that in order to sell and promote themselves, And then you've got Nike, mm-hmm. Nicholas, whoever it was, who stepped up and used the movement. What was it again? Was it?
It was Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yes, and Kneeling.
Kaepernick.
He was kneeling for the national anthem, and they used that. And admittedly, fair play. It was quite a clever idea by whoever their head of marketing was in order to use him. But at the end of the day, the head of marketing for Nike used him in order to sell more Nike clothing. Yeah. And I don't think that's right, because it's taken something which is, And then Gillette isn't just Gillette. Gillette is Procter & Gamble,
which is one
of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, they've got so many other brands as well. They've got Dove. They've got, and again, Dove's
home
got its own.
Stuff in general.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything that's in your shower is basically made by If it's on your body, on your hands, or in your shower, it's probably Procter & Gamble that have made it.
Uh-huh.
Or, Wilkinson Sword. If you can't afford Gillette razors.
Exactly. Fox blood from that fox.
Definitely. But I mean, that's my big kind of problem with it. And admittedly, I've got many issues with the advert. The boys will be boys thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I was always told if I was being bullied, and we were talking earlier on about a boy who used to bully me.
Yeah.
Now, if I was ever bullied at school, my dad always said, if you get hit, hit them harder and they won't hit you again. And that worked. It worked. It worked really well. And I've grown up, and I'm not a psychopath. And I'm
bleeding off, pretend too much.
I like my voice slightly broke when I said that. There, but that's the thing. Is like,
but then, like, I think part of the point of it is there shouldn't be bullies.
No,
and that's the boys will be boys thing. Just keeps reinforcing that idea. Oh, boys will be boys. There'll always be a bully. Someday will bully.
Yeah.
And I think that's the idea. And also, it is when it comes to, like, sexual harassment, boys will be boys.
Yeah.
That is regularly said. And you've seen it in the States. You've seen it coming from bloody, like, senators and, you know, the likes as well. And
but should that be used to sell razor blades that are like incredibly expensive
anyway?
This is
the thing. I don't, from what I've read about it, it's like, here's the problem is that for it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, unfortunately, a message like that should probably be a government health message, actually, anything. But because remember the Hebs adverts?
Oh, yeah.
They start with our generation forever.
Yeah. They're amazing.
They're great.
Oh.
But they're like health board adverts. They're still adverts. But unfortunately, adverts are probably next to memes as the easiest way to get a message across quickly and influence people in our society. And it's, you know,
and a brand.
But
like,
I still agree with you in that sense, but it shouldn't be used for that.
That's kind of my thing. Is it is a fucking company. What? But a brand like Gillette, who have for a very long time had that catchphrase, "the best a man can get," right? And they have always been very pro masculine, manly men. You know, it's. I think it's quite a.
Who are already clean shaven.
You don't need a razor.
But I think it's quite a statement.
Stop shaving, you don't have a beard.
It's quite a statement for them to turn round and kind of flip that on its head. It is, like, as I say, for such a big brand that has always been associated with manliness. I think for them to flip that on its head and do what they've done, yeah, it does get a message across. And it depends, like, I don't know who else is involved in it. Is there any other groups involved with it? Have they, you know, been working with groups involved with Me Too movement or Women's Aid or, you know, I don't know. If they have, then there's maybe more of a point to that. Like, they're working with another group to put across a message. I don't know, like, if that is the case. But it would be nice if it was. If not, you've still put across a pretty good message, I think.
I just think they should go back to advertising the way they did with Old Spice. Look at your man, now back to me. Because again, it's like, that promoted it in a way where it was like, he could be the man that I am wearing Old Spice.
I think they took it the other way, whereas the Old Spice was always, again, that same sort of like manly man.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, where they went with, let's ridicule that while absolutely playing on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it was like piss-takey and quite kind of good-natured and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. No moral... social messages. Yeah,
I don't watch adverts. That's the thing. I watch things online and occasionally I'll catch adverts through YouTube or whatever. But if there's an advert on, I don't expect it to teach me a moral message. And especially when it's a company which is so immoral in the way in which it charges people such a fortune for all these bloody things too.
Well, again, that's one of the questions that's posed up is like, all right, great. So you've put this message across, but how about instead of charging £3.50 for a razor that costs you £10 to make, you actually make a reasonable cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the original how razors.
About, stop overcharging for sanitary products.
Which they do as well. Yeah.
Born bit of history here. Razors were the original model for like disposable products.
Yeah.
Like the very first proper one. That you bought, like, they gave you something for cheap and then you bought the replacement thing that costed more.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a stupidly successful business.
Well, I mean,
model,
again, when it comes to Gillette, I think about the first razor I had was a free Gillette handle.
Yeah.
Like Mach 3 handle with a blade.
Which was a banging razor. They don't need any of this like crazy pivot nonsense that they've got going on now where it doesn't actually get into the contours of your face.
That's why I quite like Harry's razors.
Kutch, you are terrible at razors. For listeners that don't know, Kutch is like
the most bearded, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know, man. You're up there, like.
I think we're all pretty bearded.
We're all pretty bearded, aye.
I used to really go for a hot shave
Speak.
I was going to say, I used to go for a hot shave every few months, but now I've just been getting it shaved down.
See, I think I'm actually the perfect spokesman for a shaving company. Harry's.
Come on, Teen Wolf. Let's be real here.
I may only shave like 4 times a year, but when I do, I want to make sure I choose a quality product.
It's just got to be enjoyable.
That's why I used to get a hot shave though, because it was like it was nice.
Yeah. Let somebody else do the hard work.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's all.
I think it's something which is being drilled into everybody anyway, that men are essentially bastards.
Well, there's a few folk that I've read about, and you know, a few folk I've spoke to as well, who have gone down the line of, oh, but it's just saying all men are shit, and it's telling you that men are bad, and it's like, well,
do better, men.
Yeah, but essentially, yeah,
yeah, a lot of the time, agree, Dave.
Yeah, I don't, like even the most
agree allied, with culture, I mean.
The most allied feminist man you can find still has a lot of social shit built and programmed into him that he'll forever do.
And the truth is that, like, I think
Dave's chewing his tongue.
I am. I've got so much that I could say and would say, but I don't have the words to put it across without sounding sexist or racist or whatever, so I won't. And that's and not because I am sexist, because I'm not. I've got loads of female friends.
Oh, wow. Can't believe we went there.
Oh, amazing. And that was a joke. I don't.
Oh, Dave the incel.
A new meme is born. James the wrong'un.
Dave the incel. The best part is he's not even single.
I know. She knows. No, it's like I say, I mean, I would probably agree with a lot of the messages that are within the advert. The way it's put across, I don't think is well done. And I also believe the fact that it's come across from the second largest pharmaceutical company in the world, is completely...
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit, the fact that it's come from them.
I will just say, I'm not saying this is you, Dave, but I will just say there's been a lot of comments that are like, people are like, oh, these fucking snowflakes, and it's like advert about razors.
Yeah.
And then they lose for shit.
Yeah.
Like, just really leave the snowflakes here. Let's, you know.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
I mean, again, there's folk like screaming like, oh, I and my dad and my granddad have used Gillette for 50 odd years. They're the only brand we'd ever use, and because of this advert, I'm boycotting you now. It's like,
so
bye.
Yeah, totally.
It's also
it's
bollocks.
Like, you'll boycott them, but you'll then go and I don't know, brush your teeth with some brand of P&G. And
people say this all the time. Yeah. We said it about John Jones's most recent fight, because he got caught again cheating, but apparently wasn't cheating. I actually think he wasn't cheating, but anyway, that's a different thing. I think the problem is that we would have treated another fighter differently, but anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he got caught cheating, loads of people, oh, I'm not going to buy this pay-per-view. And it did like 700,000 buys, which in today's market is fucking outstanding.
But again, it just added an extra level of controversy, where it just meant that folk were like, well, I am going to buy
this. That's it. It adds an extra level of controversy. It brings that bit more attention from the general public.
Let's see if the drug cheat wins.
Yeah. I can't recall, and I'm certain you guys can't recall, the last time that Gillette got this much fucking attention.
Well done,
Gillette.
Yeah, that's
And your crazy marketing techniques, you shower of evil, evil bastards.
I will just say a Colin Kaepernick thing. I liked that because he was getting paid.
Well, that's the thing.
He wasn't getting it signed anywhere, which is bullshit.
It made sense for him to do that, certainly.
For him, I can totally get why that happened. He got a lot of money.
Yeah, and again, from Nike, they had the best idea going at that point in time, because it was just like, this will get us out there.
Yeah,
banging.
Let's run with it.
Whereas Pepsi kind of fucked it a little bit with their option.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah.
Who was that again?
Was it Kardashian or one of the other ones?
Yeah, it was one of the Kylie
Jenner.
That's her.
It was her. Where she stopped a war.
With a can of Pepsi.
Anti-fascists and police. Famously the best of friends.
No sugar, no taste.
Oh, classy, classy, classy. So, controversy, eh?
There's plenty of it.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
like today, right? Mm-hmm. Reading online about Gillette and all that sort of nonsense.
Yeah.
And then I read online that Avatar 2 and Avatar 3 have just finished production.
And Avatar 4, 5, 6, and 7 are about to go into production. That's or it. Something like it's that.
Disgusting.
The blue is back. What the fuck?
Right. This is a film that is now, what, over 10 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 year old or something like that.
Aye.
That's now getting a sequel.
Yep.
The film that nobody asked for a sequel for.
It's getting two sequels at the same time.
And another two after that. There's five of them planned, I think. Possibly seven. I'm pretty sure it's five, possibly seven.
I remember seeing it. I remember seeing it in cinema with you, actually.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow. We went,
because that was my first time seeing something at
IMAX.
And then in 3D.
And we were like, oh, okay, technically...
It was fucking amazing. Yeah.
Especially in IMAX, so it fucking absorbed you so much. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, but...
A film made for 3D rather than 3D stuck into a film.
Yeah. And there was some clunky dialogue, but I thought, oh, the story's okay. And then I thought about the story, and I was like, we've seen this story a million times. I was like,
this is
like
Fern Gully.
White man comes in. Yeah, yeah, white man comes into savage land.
Yeah,
and takes, Fern Gully, you know, learns her mystical ways, and then becomes better than they are at their own shit. It's like, I've seen it so many fucking times. And now we're doing sequels to them.
Yeah.
And
my name is Barry. Just waiting for any moment.
what's the guy, Channing Tatum? No, that's not Channing Tatum. Who's the lead guy?
The Australian guy.
Sam.
Yes.
He's in Terminator as well.
Yeah, Sam something.
He's just not a good actor.
No, he's not. He's not been in anything ever since.
Do you know why
I thought
of Channing Tatum? Because
he's not a good actor.
Yeah, because both of them like were in a few big movies,
yeah,
and then you never really saw them. Like, you still hear about Channing Tatum, but they're not like... They were meant to be like the two next big stars,
yeah,
and then nothing fucking happened.
Because Channing Tatum's only remembered for, my name is Jeff.
or Channing Tatum, the next Gambit. Oh, wait, no, that was cancelled.
Oh, God. God, mate. I'm glad that was cancelled.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of, a lot of X-Men films
have been
cancelled.
Yeah, any future planned. So it looks like
X-Force has been cancelled.
Yeah, looks like we're going to get Dark Phoenix. New Mutants.
Yeah, which have been delayed for like 2 years.
Yeah, and then they're going to come out and then that's going to get scrubbed and Marvel will take it over again.
Apparently Dark Phoenix is an absolute mess.
Yep.
Whereas at least from a trailer, New Mutants actually looks good.
Yeah.
Like it actually looks like a good film apart from the mutant parts. Like it's what a good superhero film should be.
Yeah.
It's not actually a superhero film. It's like the superpower part's just like an extra bit on top of a good film.
It looks like a bit of a good sort of horror thriller.
Could be completely wrong, but it does look better.
It looks interesting, yeah.
Yeah. And other sci-fi news is that they're bringing out a billion Star Trek series.
Yeah.
And that's now kind of been confirmed.
But on the back of the Star Trek 4, the film being cancelled. Yeah.
So we're doing a Picard series.
Yep, which looks interesting.
Yeah. And they're doing...
There's an animated series.
There's one about Starfleet Academy.
Yep.
Which has been talked about forever.
Yeah.
And now they're actually making it.
Making it, yep. And then the Section 31.
Section 31.
With Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, who was the captain in Discovery. And she was also in Crouch, Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which I think you're thinking of.
Same.
Yeah.
And James Bond, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yes. Oh, Tomorrow Never Dies.
It was on TV just last night, I think.
That is not a
good
That was
film. The one where Pierce Brosnan wasn't allowed to act. Is that right?
You mean any Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Do you remember the film? Have you seen the film where they let Pierce Brosnan sing?
No.
Mamma Mia. Holy fuck.
No.
No, don't.
Successfully managed to avoid all of them.
I saw the musical of Mamma Mia. Didn't want to.
No.
I was on a school trip in London. And we were like, sir, there's... The Queen musical, like we were okay. It's like, no, we've already got tickets to us.
Son of a
bitch. Yeah. No, we went to. I didn't particularly want to watch it, but we had reasons for watching, or Kirsty had reasons for watching it. So I was like, well, I'll sit and watch it with you.
Is this one of these, like, I didn't want to watch it, she wanted to watch it, so we compromised and watched it.
It wasn't really that she wanted to watch it all that much either, but we watched it and thought, well, let's see what the fuss is about. It's an all right film, it's got some ABBA songs in it. Then they make Pierce Brosnan sing and it's just not good. It's really not good.
It's
oh
got,
my God.
It's got a girl in it, though, who's really good. What's her name? She's in Time as well, and
can't remember her
and,
name.
And that really good film.
That really good film.
Mean Girls. Mean Girls is a fucking great film.
It is. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And,
is that Rachel McAdam?
No, it's the other one. It's the one who's
Amy McAdam.
The one who thinks her breasts can like tell what weather it's going to be.
Oh,
I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Watch in Time if you've not seen it, listeners. It's a fantastic sci-fi film that no one talks about. It's fucking great. But yeah, so there's a new Star Trek series coming. Yeah. I think it's Michelle Yeoh, actually, not Michelle Yeoh.
Yeoh.
I guess Yeoh. Yeoh. But Section 31 film, which is like the dark.
Yeah.
The sort of
Black Ops.
Black Ops of Starfleet that do all the dirty business so that everybody can be all nicey-nicey in the Federation and live nice lives.
Live in their socialist utopia.
Yeah. And they do all... And loads of Star Trek fans, but oh no, this is going to be against like the ideals of Star Trek. But it's kind of like, that's the point. It's going to be...
something different.
It'll be like moral conundrums. Yeah, you know what I mean,
I think it'll be really good.
And people are saying it's like doing a thing about the Nazis, but the difference was is that people in Section 31 wanted the utopia of Star Trek, but they sort of believed that you had to do bad things to
level out. At some point you're going to have to maintain,
and that's their job, and they do all the dirty work.
Yeah,
and they go completely unacknowledged. But I'm looking forward. When I heard that announced, I was like, "Oh, that sounds." I'm an avid Star Trek fan. I was like, "That sounds fucking great."
I thought that was going to be sounds like it would be really good, especially from the fact that Discovery's sort of an adjunct Section 31 film anyway.
Yeah, because it's got 31 in there.
A series.
There's Black Badges in there.
They basically were part of Section 31.
Yeah. As long as they don't bring in what's his name, the shitty tactical officer from Enterprise, the English one, who was really annoying, because he was Section 31.
31 as well.
But I think he could be in Discovery. He could age. You know, they could be like, "Oh, this is."
Oh yeah, because yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah. I keep forgetting where Discovery's set sometimes.
It
should be good.
New
Star Trek, Dave, looks so...
This is fired over my head so quickly.
I'll just say lastly that the new series of Discovery is launching on tomorrow for us, which is Friday.
Oh, is it tomorrow? Is
8 a.m. It's already launched on CBS.
All right, okay.
Cool. In the States, but tomorrow on Netflix. Friday the... Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. Friday the 18th.
18th, yeah.
8 a.m. on... Yeah.
Sweet.
See, my level of like sci-fi enjoyment kind of goes like looking back at Star Wars now, I'm like, nah, it's all right, just all right. And then they've released like 4 movies in the last 6 months or something that I was like, nah. And then I watched the first Star Trek movie, but the first of the newest Star Trek movies,
Generations.
It was
Star Trek.
New one.
It's just called
Star
Trek.
Sorry, I was thinking of... Yeah, sorry.
The new old ones.
Yeah. The card one. Yeah,
see that?
You don't like that?
No, I watched the new one with like Chris Pine and guy from...
Zachary Quinto.
That's the one. That was banging. That's exactly what I was going to say, yeah. That was a quality movie. I was well into that. But I'm not really into like pew pew, bang bang, laser lasers kind of like sci-fi. And where they start talking science and stuff. Not because it's like, this is bullshit, but more because it's like my level of sci-fi enjoyment is like the movie Equilibrium.
Oh, okay.
You remember that?
Equilibrium, which was, hey, The Matrix was big. Why don't we make The Matrix, but 1984?
Yeah, it's bagging.
I watch Equilibrium
a lot.
Yeah.
If I'm looking for a movie and I'm scrolling through and Equilibrium is like
solid.
Yes.
Yep. It's a solid 1984 film.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Aye. But that's the kind of level that I'm going in at is like Total Recall as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Even a newer one was actually alright. Mm-hmm.
It was
more like the book, wasn't it?
The new one was okay, but I felt it was just like I went to see the new one at the cinema and I like a lot of new films. I really enjoyed the first 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, they've done the world building really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything looks amazing. Like Superman. Like obviously, I always enjoy the first 20 minutes. Like, this is great. This is going to be brilliant. And then after the first 20 minutes, it's just constant action.
Yeah.
And there's so much action that it just steps on everything.
Yeah.
But I was like, the new Terminator film, great for first 20 minutes.
And
then it was just constant action. And because of that, none of the action means anything.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck me off.
And see, that was, like, that was my issue of watching.
But it was
like,
well done. Oh, and he didn't have to be, spoiler alert, he didn't have to be fucking psychic. He didn't have to do the whole thing. Because the whole point in the first one was because Quato was a psychic.
Yeah.
And in the new one, he wasn't. So why did he have to do the thing anyway? Where he, right, that's, I remembered why I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the new Total Recall's wank. No, but like the one sort of, I've lost completely what I was going to say, bollocks.
Your level of sci-fi.
Fuck, I was talking about level of sci-fi, Equilibrium, Total Recall, and then I was going to go into another one. I can't remember.
Yay!
Sorry, Dave. Fuck. God damn it.
Yeah.
There's another good sci-fi movie though.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, yeah, I fucking love sci-fi.
Linking on from that.
Yeah. We'll do a little Desert Island Dicks then.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh.
This feels weird without Mark. Always does. He's dead to me.
That'll do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time where we go all Radio 4. Welcome back to the Desert Island of Dicks. And this week, we're going to bring something randomly sci-fi to the island because we didn't really think about it much, so we just thought we'd make it wide and drop something in.
I asked Jeeves really quickly.
Did you feel... Oh, wait, no. You can't feel lucky with Jeeves, can you?
No. I never think he can.
That was decades ago, sir.
He's just lucky to still be around.
So how did we get to the island?
We were aboard the Starship USS Thundercunts. And then we got hit by an asteroid.
Or Gillette razors.
It was travelling at Mach 3.
Oh, God. Obvious joke. God damn it. Fair enough. And then crash landed here on this island of all the planets and all the world.
Yeah.
We're back on this fucking island. Fair enough. So here we are. And I suppose just a quick little introduction to anybody on Radio Haver. If you've not heard of this part before, we basically bring shit to the island. It's kind of like Desert Island Discs, but it's not.
Yeah.
We're dicks, we're on an island, and we're bringing stuff to it.
This is nothing like Desert Island Discs. The music especially is nothing like Desert Island Discs.
That's true. Yeah, don't tell anyone. So, who's got something to bring first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So, I'm going to bring something. For new listeners, we have a honey badger on the island that's running rampant. Right? Running rampant. And I think it needs to be taken care of. And something that can go toe-to-toe with a honey badger.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm bringing the tardigrade from Star Trek Discovery. Now, a tardigrade... Now, you might know it...
Explain.
Well, it isn't just... in real life, it's a tiny microscopic animal. And NASA keep finding it on, like, the side of the space station and up in, like, actually... It can survive in space and survive in vacuum.
Yeah.
For like quite a while and survive radiation and everything. Mm-hmm. It's basically an indestructible little bastard.
Cool.
But we're like these tiny things that look like something inside, like
it's
a
like
sleeping
a hoover,
bag
or a Hoover bag.
Yeah, like a Hoover bag, like poking out with like six legs or so.
Yeah,
and like a wee weird mouth.
They're fucking weird.
They're like microscopic, but in Discovery, Star Trek Discovery, they make giant ones. There's like giant ones of them.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing that because that's gonna come to the island and. That's the only thing I can think of.
Are you gonna cover the honey badger in spore?
Yes,
because it likes to eat spore.
They don't even like spores. Anyway, that's a terrible part of Discovery. I think the spore drive was stupid.
The spore drive, yeah,
made no fucking sense.
No,
but that's what I'm bringing a tardigrade that can help. We're often called water bears.
Yeah,
and they're basically indestructible little hardcore bastards.
So you're putting something indestructible against something with no fear.
Yeah.
That'll see be what interesting happens. To see what
We've
happens.
Had a honey badger, which has been just kicking the shit out of everything on the island. So. Yeah.
And Dave, constantly, he brought it. Yeah. But it's your fucking pet.
He's my pal.
That's funny, because whenever we see you, you're always up the tree and he's down below.
Yeah, well, maybe I want to be his friend more than he wants to be mine.
Actually, with the tardigrade, with this, I'll call it water bear because it's easier to say. With this water bear, mm-hmm. I can use it to, for new listeners, I also have on the island a plantation system run by animals making a heroin as part of the trade system on the island to help us do things. With this water bear, I can train, these animals will be scared as fuck of it. I can train them to build ships. Spaceships. Sci-fi mm-hmm. week.
You're going to build.
And I'm going to get off the island.
You're going to try.
Yeah.
Donald Trump,
What I'll do is, I won't bother building a boat. I'll go straight to spaceship. Fail. Re-enter the atmosphere.
Land in the sea.
Wash
up on the island.
Yeah. Burnt to a crisp.
You're like the guy in the States that was trying to prove that the Earth was flat and launched himself in
He wasn't even flying high enough, I don't think.
No, it was it was also one of these rockets that's powered by sugar. Oh. Just fucking stupid.
Did he make it?
No.
Did he die?
I think he landed, but it went 200 feet in the air or something like that and then dropped.
Did he die then? Or?
If we do have any new listeners that believe Earth is flat, fuck the fuck off. This isn't for you.
That's kind of it. I hope that he did try.
I'm trying to decide if it's worth having flat earthers listen.
No, nah, fuck off.
No, it's not. Nah, fuck them.
Nah, fuck them.
They're a small minority and they should fuck off. I hope that guy died. The last thing that he saw was a slight curve in the earth.
Oh, class. So, Dave, do you have something?
I do, yeah. Because, I was figuring, I'm not really into sci-fi. I don't know if you guys caught on to that.
What?
I know. Revelation. But, yeah, so I thought I'm going to be sat there in absolute misery as you're from the Star Trek.
Yeah.
Is dotting about the place. And I'll be so miserable, I need something to cheer me up quite a bit. So I thought I'd bring along someone who's 30 billion times more intelligent than a live mattress. Or that is 50,000 times more intelligent than your average human being. So, yeah, that intelligent. Uh-huh. So I'm going to bring along Marvin.
I've thought,
the paranoid android.
Is it going to be Marvin or Holly?
Everybody's dead, Dave. Yeah. It worked perfectly. Just honey badger runs rampant. Everybody's dead, Dave.
So you're bringing Marvin. Wow.
Yeah, I want someone as.
He's a depressing fuck.
He is. But I'd probably find it quite funny for a while.
In fairness, he'd probably fit in on the island because we're all depressing fucks.
True.
Very true.
Aye. Give me a wee update on what's going on, Marvin. I'd be like, Harold Shipman's on the loose again. Freddy Krueger's haunting our dreams. He's run out of food.
We've run out of things to get him to prepare. Yeah.
I just
hope we never run out of wine on the island, because Hannibal Lecter's sommelier.
He's a mean sommelier. But at first, if he takes a long time as sommeliers do to even pour the smallest bit of wine for you to try, just never tell him it's corked. Because he'll eat your fucking brain. No, I think Marvin would be a perfect addition, because everything else is a bit too active. It's all kind of kicking off. Our island must be massive, because we've got 50,000 people.
I like to think it's quite small.
I think it's really small, yeah. Well, we're just starting to live on top of one of us.
It's all getting a bit lively, though, because you've got All Saints are putting on gigs. You've got
Shania Twain.
Roger Moore's just shagging around senseless.
Oh, Roger Moore.
It's all just kicking
he'd
off.
Try it on with his water bear.
Yeah,
I totally would. He hasn't seen something he didn't think he could shag.
I think he'd probably come onto the honey badger given the opportunity. But yeah. I
like it, Rob.
All eyebrows and fingers. So there, I reckon that Marvin would just bring it down a notch or five, and just I think he'd be. I think just briefly, he'd be good banter, and you try and cheer him up a little bit, and then he'd realise he's stuck on a fucking desert island with us. So yes, Marvin.
Marvin. That's good. I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, well, I think I'm going to bring along something which is going to be locked into one mode. Because if it's not, then we've got an easy get out from the island. A really easy get out.
It's a Transformer.
No, no. I'm going to bring along the Stargate. However, we never managed to dial out because somebody's always dialing in and then just chucking like shit tons of honey badgers through it.
Oh my God.
I thought he was going to say shit tons of Kurt Russell.
Is my water bear going to have to act like an iris at the event horizon to the fucking thing? So as soon as they come in, the honey badgers through the wormhole, he's just tearing them apart.
Yeah, that's it. Basically, our honey badger is actually still going to run around the island causing havoc.
No.
Because the water bear is going to be fighting the tens of thousands of honey badgers coming through the Stargate.
That's a far better attack than the ones actually did in the show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, someone's firing an energy beam through the Stargate. just fire through some honey badgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Just one. Imagine that. Yeah. Like, oh, is that a... One, oh, fuck!
One pregnant one that's just about to to drop its litter.
Oh, one that's just dropped its litter. That's when they're at the worst. Angry mum.
I don't know if I said... I think I watched a programme not that long ago. I did watch a programme not that long ago on the BBC about honey badgers and about how... just how fucking stupidly clever they are. And it was, I think it was South Africa.
Yeah.
It was farmers, like, trying to protect their bees. So it was like, this guy's coming up with, he has like four pet honey badgers, basically, in compounds, but they're constantly escaping. And he's constantly he's making ways to keep them in the compounds and stop them from escaping.
But it gives them a new tool to escape with, and they like use it to
and then figure it out. What he did was in a compound, he built this really convoluted like array of things that would he reckoned would stop them from getting around up to the honeybees. And the honeybees were like 8 foot off the ground. All the hives were 8 foot off the ground and surrounded by fucking tons of metal and then it was like on stilts that were covered in grease with fucking barbed wire around them and everything, and the little fucks just managed to keep getting up and into the honey just no matter what.
Amazing.
I remember
a pile of things, like tearing things down, creating a pile in the corner of things.
Yeah,
so I could then climb up it. I was like, ha
ha. they will just continually keep trying, and they have like we say, they've got no fear. Like, no sense of self-harm or anything like that, so they just keep fucking going for it.
Yeah, I can only imagine it. Like, if they were able to speak and if they were called in for a job interview and it was just like, give us one thing that you have that nobody else has, they would just scream the word tenacity as loudly as they could as they attacked the interviewer's face.
But yeah, I think that's what would happen. So we'd still have to contend with our honey bear.
Oh shit.
And we'd have this fucking water bear fighting off an armada of honey badgers coming through a Stargate. Why I brought it, I don't know. I just thought it'd be quite fun. My God,
I'm glad I brought a honey badger, not a common badger.
Yeah, no, we would have shot it because it's such a TB risk.
That's more controversial than Gillette.
We wouldn't have listeners, don't worry.
No.
I'm going to have Brian May on my doorstep, haven't I?
Or me.
Oh, dear.
He's actually an astrophysicist as well.
Yeah, so. Brian May.
Or astronomer, sorry. So it brings all together.
I was going to say the TB Badger. So, yeah, there we go. There's an island for us this week. We're running all right time, so I suppose we should bring things to a close. I suppose it brings me to that time of the night where I have to ask Dave, what's the motto?
Buy your tickets for the Dunfermline Comic Con. Get in touch with the guys at Little Shop of Heroes. James is a wrongin'. And make sure you get your tickets sorted for the end of March. It'll be an event not to be missed.
That'll do. Thanks. Good night.
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 Hello, I'm Katus from a podcast called Sweet Connection. If I had to describe it, I'd say it's like overhearing a very weird conversation in a pub, with episode titles like, I got so drunk I headbutted a snake, you don't have to lose your foreskin to become a vicar, I didn't wee on your dog, did I? And men can actually train themselves to lactate. We sometimes do stupid things like down chili shots live on air.
Oh, you know what, that's not only is it horrifically, oh, that's real hot. Jason, don't do that. That is...
In the Would You Rather segment, I give my co-host a choice between two awful possibilities.
Get stabbed by Rudolph and survive.
Ooh.
Or stab Rudolph and kill him.
Very stressful job being, you know, front runner. So I reckon the stress got to him.
Yeah.
And the only way for him to get me out of the way is to shank me.
And in the Versus segment, I pit two people together in a fight to the death.
Frosty the Snowman versus Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat. I think Ninja beats Snowman. I think he would tear out Frosty's carrot nose and stab him through the head with it.
If that sounds like the sort of thing you'd like to hear in your ear, then we're available on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, or visit us at www.sweetconnection.podbean.com.